You need to stop. So you don't know why you're here, but I'm detained. You have to suspect me. You know what reasonable articulable suspicion is, boy? You know, I try not to file lawsuits. You understand, young man? But you're a dumb mother effer. No, you can back up. No, you can back up.
Chill out. Shh. If you'd like to.
You're dismissed. Walk away.
All right, I need your help. On February 27th, I posted this video right here entitled, "Damn, four cops could not handle him." Now, every American, pretty much everybody in the world, needs to see this video. YouTube decided to demonetize it and then remove it after it had 450,000 views, a 98.4% like to dislike ratio, over 15,278 likes. They took it down. Why did they take it down? Because of this guy right here, who is now going to be blurred out at the beginning of the video because he submitted a privacy violation and YouTube complied. So anywhere you see this person or the other office workers, I've blurred their faces, YouTube. So stop with the censorship, will ya? But the reason every American needs to see this is because this is a masterclass on how to handle badge-wearing, thin blue line tyrants who think they have more rights than you do. And obviously, with numbers like this in such a short period of time, this content was resonating with a whole lot of people. Like this video, share this video everywhere, and let's get started. Hey, welcome back to the Here's the Deal channel.
Here's the deal.
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 And you might not like this, but this is the way you talk to rights trampling tyrants.
What crime are we suspected of?
You're detained for investigation.
Okay. Investigation of what crime? I'm gonna go ahead and out the door. No. Am I detained?
You're not free to
for
leave.
What crime?
You are not free to
for
leave.
What crime? What crime do you suspect me of?
So keep your voice down.
I don't have to keep my voice down. Do you know what disorderly is? Come on, I'm not new here. Right, this is my job. You understand that? You need to stop.
Okay.
So you don't know why you're here, but I'm detained. You have to suspect me. Do you know what reasonable articulable suspicion is, boy? You know, I try not to file lawsuits. You understand, young man? But you're a dumb mother effer. No, you can back up. No, you can back up.
Chill out.
Shh.
If you'd like to.
You're dismissed. Walk away. Let's have him leave.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Him as well. He detained me as well. She can stay as backup. You'd probably be willing to kill me over an unlawful detention, wouldn't you? The question is, are people willing to do the same to you?
Now, as you can imagine, the psychological operation continues. The question is, do you want to be the lab coat operator or the unwitting patient? Because somebody is getting operated on, and it may as well not be you. Here's the deal, and it's obvious. Publicly funded cities generate their revenue from the public. And if you wondered what public means, it comes from the old French word publicus, which became public, which means open to all or belonging to the people. Now, when somebody comes along claiming to be a servant of the people and yet tries to withhold or retain secrets from the public, well, then we got a serious problem, because what we have here is hypocrisy and betrayal. Because city officials, like it or not, are in control of the resources and appropriations for the city in which you live, and there is a budget. They are to be held accountable and subservient to the public, not the other way around, even though they'd like you to believe that you're servants of them. And since it's pretty much known and it's a foregone conclusion that city officials are extremely wasteful and fraudulent on a grand scale, it's only reasonable to make cuts and employ austerity measures on the government. And that's what James Freeman is doing in this video right here when he goes to the Oro Valley Public Works Department. Now, I want you to take a look at James' complete video, and the link will be in the description, but I want to hone in on the last part of the video where the badge tyrants arrive on the scene. And I want to show you this interaction between James and the public officials, because they have absolutely no ground to retain or detain James Freeman. Check this out.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, what's going on?
Just doing our investigation.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I told them you probably wouldn't come, and I told them if you're not coming, we'll just leave now.
Okay.
Because they didn't want to cooperate. And you know that I already spoke with you. So you know, we're not going to try to force cooperation like the police would do. No, we're not cops. We wouldn't get violent with anybody.
These quips are funny, and they're not funny at the same time, because cops will force their will upon you. And yet, if you force your will on somebody else doing exactly what the cops do on a routine basis, you would be rightly removed from society and jailed. And yet somehow they're able to do it because apparently badges and uniforms grant special rights.
Just going to talk to them real quick about why we got called here.
Okay. Sure.
But as of right now, we are on a call for service, so we'll just be speaking to you briefly about it once we finish talking to them.
Okay. Okay. All right. Are we detained then?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, we're detained.
It's a call for service. You're not free to go.
Oh, a call for service? What crime are we suspected of?
So right now, that's what we're going to talk to them.
Are we suspected of?
You're detained for investigation.
Okay. Investigation of what crime?
Look at Torres's face right here. Torres is like, oh boy, I've run into this guy before, and he has all the authority in the world to say what he's saying. And this other cop right here, you can tell that he's not used to and has never been into a confrontation where somebody actually challenged his authority. Well, today's a new day, buddy.
Hang out for me. Okay.
No, I'm gonna go ahead and out the door. No. Am I detained?
You're not free to
For leave. What crime?
You are not free to
For
leave.
What crime?
You're
What's
not,
your name? L-E-I-N-A.
Officer.
Are you her, you're not are free you a supervisor?
No.
But you're okay. not free to leave.
What crime do you suspect me of?
Our supervisor right there, but you're not free to leave.
What
right
crime do you suspect me of?
You're not free to leave.
What crime do you suspect
okay,
me
so
of?
Okay, so keep your voice down.
I don't have to keep my voice down.
You can be charged with disorderly, okay?
Do you know what disorderly is? Come on, okay. I'm not new here. Right, this is my job. Do you understand that?
I understand. So okay. Just hang out for me.
No, I'm not. I don't need...
While the cop is going like this, he's the one escalating this entire thing. He's showing the sign of de-escalation as his actions show escalation. I don't know what part of you can't detain an American without reasonable, articulable suspicion. At the very least, that's the least amount of threshold that you have to meet that a crime has been committed. The constitutional standard is probable cause that a crime has been committed. It's not just standalone reasonable articulable suspicion or standalone probable cause. There's a dot, dot, dot behind both of those. That a crime has been committed. And we got a call doesn't cut the mustard.
I need to hang out for
okay.
you. Hey,
putting the gloves on, I love it.
Hey, can we go, man?
No, you're not free to leave.
You need to stop.
I don't need to stop. I'm telling you what you need to do, and you're gonna
What crime do you suspect me of?
So we're free to talk to you after we're gonna talk to them. We're gonna find out what they call the suit, okay?
So you don't know why you're here, but I'm detained?
You're here for a call for service. They called on you guys about being disorderly right now, so we're gonna...
Do you know what disorderly is?
So I'm not answering your question.
So you suspect me of being disorderly, is that what you're saying?
So we're investigating. You can't be detained for an investigation.
For investigation of a crime. You have okay, to suspect. So, do you know what reasonable, articulable suspicion is, boy?
Okay, I'm not doing
Do you know what reasonable... you're not going down this route, what? No, the no, law? No, obeying no, the law? You're not going down
okay,
that route?
Well, you can chill right here. Okay, you just hang out for me.
I want to leave now.
You're not free to leave.
Why is that?
Because we're conducting investigation.
Hey, guys, this is Oro Valley Police Department. They're detaining me right now for investigation of which crime? Which crime?
Look at their faces. Look at all of their faces. That right there just tells the story. Yep, I guess there is no crime. I guess we were caught being the order followers that we've always been and will always be. We're here to detain you for, because we got a call. Because we got reasonable articulable suspicion. Of what? Just reasonable articulable, because we were told to. They have no answers and they have no clue. If clues were on sale, they wouldn't even be able to afford them.
Just checking. We get reports. Different things are going on. We're just making sure that everything's good.
Am I free to go?
Now you are. You are free to go.
Great. All right. I need your card. I need your card. And I need your card right now.
For sure. Okay. I give you my name and badge.
You know, I try not to file lawsuits. You understand,
okay,
young
you can
man?
Have my name
but you're a
number.
Dumb mother effer.
Okay. Well, you can. Back
you don't
off.
Get to detain you people. Can. No, you can back
you
up. Can. No, you can
so
back
chill
up.
Chill out.
Shh.
If you would like to. If you would like to. Any
go
kind
ahead.
Of complaints?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Yeah. You're fine.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Nichols. Nicholson.
Yep, Nicholson. I understand that.
You're dismissed. Walk away.
I'm not walking
sorry.
Away.
Go ahead. He no, keeps okay. approaching me aggressively.
He's fine right here.
Nicholson. We're not going to have any issues.
No, I know.
Here, let me. We're fine.
Right? Absolutely. And
okay.
I have no issue with you. I understand you guys are doing your investigation.
When's the last time you were deposed?
If you wouldn't
I'm
mind.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I understand.
Let me take some deep breaths.
And are you on the Brady list? Excellent questions that James is asking here. 100% of the time, he is in control. They are back on their heels, answerable to him. He has donned the mantle of authority and soundly and masterfully taken that authority away from them.
Yes, I get really upset when people threaten violence upon me. I've never threatened violence upon anyone in here. And when you tell me I'm detained and I try to walk out the door and you block my way, that's violence. Can you ask the violent man to leave so we can just have a calm talk? Out the door. Out the door. I'm no threat whatsoever. Look.
I understand that.
Ask the violent man to leave, please, so we can just be reasonable.
It's just you and I talk right now.
Okay. She can stay and you can stay. These two both detained me. They can go. She didn't detain me.
Love it. Calling the shots. And don't you love it when somebody yanks the cop out of the driver's seat and shoves him in the back of the car and tells him to be quiet while you do the driving? That's the way it should be. That is the natural order. If you are a servant, then you bow to the king. In this case, the people are the king, and the public servants are supposed to do the people's bidding.
And so that's what you and I are just talking. You're free to leave at any point you want.
Okay.
I understand you wanted to talk, so.
And let's have him leave. Please.
You mind just stepping
outside? Absolutely.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So, him as well. He detained me as well. She can stay as backup. You already know I got no weapons. If I were going to hurt you, I'd hurt you. If you were going to hurt me, you'd hurt me. Okay, cool. I'll even sit down. How's that?
If you want to, that is perfect.
All right, let's bring this down. Thank you, Mr. Nicholson.
So, like I said, what happened is we get a call that essentially it comes back that someone's being combative in the lobby. And that's what we are trying to figure out, is what is combative, meaning physically, anything like that. That's why they're trying to figure out what happened.
Okay.
Talked with them. They said, nope, just you didn't like their answer, this and that. And
sure.
That's all I needed to hear. And everything's fine. You guys are good to take off if you want to leave.
Okay.
Anything like that. I understand that you were asking about
salaries.
Salaries.
Yeah.
As far as I know, that information is either online
right.
or directed through HR.
Right. And we had a wonderful conversation with Torres and one of her partners earlier today. Perfect. We explained everything we're doing.
Yep.
No secrets, no yep. nothing. Torres, I'm glad you showed up too, because a lot of times...
I was already still here on scene. I was just on court, actually, so I just finished up.
Yeah, that's the problem. A lot of times guys like him show up, they don't know what's going on, and they... Anyways, so a couple of things at this point then.
Okay.
You got...
And I love this because you've got a couple of well-placed compliments coming from James Freeman into the mind of the law enforcers that causes them to drop their guards. This is the same tactic, by the way, that law enforcement uses on us. They try to engage in small talk. They try to get you to believe that, hey, you're not in trouble right now. If you want to talk to us, you can. You don't have to. I'm just here to listen to what you got to say. So people let their guard down, and then they start yapping their jaws, and then they get themselves into trouble, because law enforcement mode is never turned off in the minds of an authoritarian psychopath. So James, again, he cements himself right here at this point with well-placed compliments in the driver's seat of control.
A report that someone was being combative?
That's just the information that somebody was in the lobby was being combative.
Is there
the term that was used?
Can you tell me, is there a definition for combative?
I don't know off the top of my head. Typically, combative means a couple of things. We don't know what that means until we get here, which is why we got to talk to the other party real quick. As soon as we verify that combative wasn't anything physical and it was their interpretation of something, we have no issue to believe a crime was committed, anything like that.
So when you walked in, were you under the impression that a crime was committed? Personally?
Right, I'm sorry?
Were you personally under the impression that a crime had been committed when you walked in?
We don't know, and that's what we have to investigate.
Right.
We don't know.
You don't know?
We don't know. So what we're doing is we're trying to verify that a crime has not been committed.
Are you under the... Sorry, go ahead.
And so that's all we're doing. I think that took me probably 30 seconds, maybe 45 seconds, to verify that it was just their interpretation that you didn't... They didn't agree with what you were saying. You didn't agree with what they were saying. And so they called us, and somewhere along the words, combative was taken. And that's what we just got to verify, that it's nothing, no crime, nothing like that.
Are you under the impression that you can detain someone without actual reasonable articulable suspicion of a crime?
So in investigative purposes, detention is applicable. And so when we're just trying to verify that nothing physical has occurred, at that point, we just got to verify that information and make sure that a crime has not... been committed.
Okay, so when you came in, you didn't know if a crime was committed or not?
No, and you got to conduct an investigation.
Was I detained then?
At that point, yes, we have to confirm.
Okay, great, perfect. So you didn't know if a crime was committed?
For an investigative purpose.
Right, you didn't know a crime was committed, right?
I love this. This is police interrogation in reverse. Now James has got them squealing and they are talking. They're jabbing their jaws. He's collecting the data on them. He's allowing the cops to construct their own gallows and put the noose around their own neck. This is a masterclass that every American needs to take a look at, because this is as rare as finding a 7-carat diamond embedded in a stack of $100 bills sitting next to a chilled bottle of champagne and two glasses on an afternoon jog with your honey.
Nope. And you detained me.
Those officers detained you, and yes.
Did you detain me as well?
I was conducting the investigation, but at that point we have to confirm that a crime, in fact, has not been committed.
I just need to know who all detained me so I can put the names on the litigation. Did you detain me?
Yep.
You did?
Yep.
Okay. And again, you did not know that a crime was committed. Is that right?
We do not know.
And you didn't even have a reasonable, articulable suspicion that a crime was committed.
We have to verify that a crime has not been committed based on the information.
Okay, so it's guilty until proven innocent?
It's an investigative purpose.
Great. So. Excellent.
Yes, sir.
I was guilty until proven innocent.
Is that right? No one's guilty.
Well, I was detained.
He is taking them through the ringer, and they are on the spin cycle right now.
They can't leave. If they're calling us saying that something's happened, we have to talk
really?
To them. Well, it's
they can't leave? They can't leave?
They're calling us saying, they call us and say a crime's been committed, and they're not giving us any information, they try and leave. What is happening at that point? We can't say you're guilty without getting more information. If they want to leave, at that point, we're like, you can leave, but we're not going to conduct an investigation.
This is rich.
Okay.
This is good. Okay, so did you detain me? Please say no. Just say no, Torres. I don't want to put your name on the lawsuit.
How's that?
You didn't detain me, right?
So if you have any further questions, you can direct them towards me. And if that's not applicable, we can direct you towards the officer.
I'm going to put that Torres did not detain me. She never did say I was detained.
That is absolutely.
You never verbalized that I was detained.
That is absolutely perfect.
I love this, man. I love this. Torres, I'm letting you go. These other guys, I'm holding them accountable. They will be on the litigation.
Torres is just a really, really good cop.
Yes, she is. Absolutely.
And we're trying to keep the good ones around. We're trying to get rid of, if you have a willingness to learn and get better, we might keep you, Nicholson.
Absolutely.
But as long
Education
as you think that,
is important.
As long as you think you get to detain people.
Look at the relief on Torres' face.
Until you find out if a crime was committed, you're definitely on the chopping block.
Okay, perfect. So, and that's perfectly understandable from your point of view. Right. I'm not going to argue with you about
and from
that.
A legal standpoint
okay.
and from,
absolutely.
You know,
I'm not going to argue
the court's
with you
point
about
of view, okay. everyone's point of view.
Yeah, perfect.
We live in a society of law and order, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we want to.
Absolutely.
But then we have people who break the law.
Right? Okay, and
detain
perfect.
People without reasonable, articulable suspicion.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I feel
so,
like we can articulate that, but that's okay.
Now he's being condescending. This cop is Nicholson is being condescending. Perfect. Yeah, whatever, whatever, whatever about our laws, whatever about the Supreme Court, whatever about law and order.
You just told me.
Yeah.
You verbalized that you did not believe that I committed a crime. All three of you verbalized that you did not believe I committed a crime.
Okay. And yet they treated him as though he did, as evidenced by the detainment.
And you still detained me.
Okay.
You know what would have happened if I decided to leave anyways while he was trying to block my way and I used any amount of force necessary to leave?
What's that?
You probably would have beat me up pretty bad, huh?
I would sure hope not.
Yeah, they would have put hands on. They would have physically stopped me, except for Torres. I could tell her demeanor. I could read her energy. She already knew what was going on.
Absolutely.
And she wanted none of this bullshit that you guys were doing.
She's a phenomenal
She is.
So, like I said,
You know, you've got to understand that there is something positive and light going on in the heart of Torres. She's like, oh my God, this is awesome. I've got good favor with this guy who's writing bad reports about my fellow cops. I better cross my T's and dot my I's from here on out.
Do you have any further questions?
My fellow Thin Blue Line badge members might get me into trouble.
What I would love to do.
I just need I need information for the
Absolutely.
Three of you
I
so that I
can.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Oro Valley,
People like
Arizona.
Torres are in a tough position, though, you know,
Absolutely.
Because you got she's got two officers here that she knows are breaking the law,
okay.
that she knows are doing something wrong. But the tough thing is, if she stands up against them and says, hey, guys, whoa. Now she's probably going to get bullied. She's probably going to get treated bad within the department.
I don't think so.
Really? Dude, I've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
I have literally watched good cops get fired.
Oh,
you know why? Because of doing the right thing.
Well, I believe that she would be just fine.
When you're part of a criminal enterprise and you're not willing to go along with the criminals, it can be very difficult.
Oh, I could understand that. So if there's any further questions, what I would love to do, like I said, is direct you towards Sergeant Durbin, Kelsey, who is part of our internal affairs over there.
Okay.
And if there's any further questions, like I said, regarding salaries, I know that's what you've been looking for. You can direct that towards either online, like I said, all that stuff should be available online.
Durbin?
Or HR. Yes, Kelsey.
All right, I've got LPO Nicholson. What's LPO mean?
A lead police officer.
Lead police officer. Yes, sir. Trying to make sergeant?
I'm just enjoying my time right now.
Are you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If I didn't have my daughter with me, we would have pushed this a little farther.
Oh,
I would have walked
I
would have taken the beating.
Yeah. I would hope it wouldn't come to that.
Do you understand Arizona is a stand your ground state? When you're unlawfully attacked, you have every right to defend yourself by any means necessary.
Okay.
Are you aware that even if you're a police officer, when you unlawfully attack someone, they have the right to defend themselves against you?
Absolutely. You could try that.
And that's,
I would hope that we
I know.
I would hope that we won't ever come to that situation.
And what would happen if I did defend myself against an unlawful attack from you?
I hope we don't have to find out, but you know, officers are going to do what we need to do.
Right.
And I can't tell you.
You'd probably be willing to kill me over an unlawful detention, wouldn't you?
You know.
The question is, are people willing to do the same to you?
You know, the thing is, I have.
That is so heavy duty. Because when cops come with the implied threat of force, and they do, they've got their vests on, they've got their training behind them, they've got their guns on, they've got their handcuffs, they've got backup, they got the unlimited resources of the state, so they've come intending to do you harm. And if you resist, they will slap charge upon charge upon charge on you if you live through the experience. That is the utmost in state-sponsored terror and violence.
You know, my policy that dictates my use of force, and I'm going to stick to that.
Yeah.
I can't give you hypotheticals.
And as
and
long
I prefer not to do this and hypothetical
as long as,
game with
And
you.
As long as you have a policy,
yep.
you can't be sued. But it doesn't protect you from someone defending themselves against you. So
well,
you can when you attack the wrong person and you end up in front of God and you're like, what happened? I was following my policies. Well, how'd that work out for you? Right? Play stupid games, win stupid prizes, huh? Go ahead and get out of here. You're dismissed.
Right,
So that is a masterclass in how you handle tyrants who are more than willing to trample you and your family and your rights and economically terrorize you and take away 100% of your freedoms, all because they believe they can do something that none of the rest of us can. I will leave the link to James Freeman's video. I suggest that you watch every bit of it. Go to his channel, comment. Give that video a like. Let's trend this in the algorithm. Again, every American needs to see this masterclass on how you conduct psychological operations on the thin blue line, gang of tyrants. I will see you in the next video.